The first ever New Harmony Music Festival and School takes place Sunday, July 8th through Saturday, July 14th in the community of New Harmony, Indiana. The festival combines classical chamber music and traditional American and European music performed on acoustic instruments. I recently visited with Chris Layer, flutist and pipes player, who is also the director and founder of the New Harmony Music Festival and School, to find out more about this brand new event.
First of all, I'm very happy to be here with you today. It's kind of my hometown here in West Lafayette, and I'm really excited to be able to put together this chamber music / traditional music festival down in southern Indiana, and that this amazing and scenic town of New Harmony. A lot of my experience in the last 10 years is as artist in residence and a staff member of the Moab Music Festival in a small town out in southeastern Utah. That's where I really first developed the idea of putting traditional music and chamber music side by side. Over the last several years, through my travels and, as I said, through my exposure to some other, not only traditional music or chamber music festivals, but traditional music schools, for instance, teaching for many years in the Hebrides, the islands off the west coast of Scotland, or taught at the National Heritage Center in Augusta at the Davis and Elkins College in West Virginia. I also studied at the Aspen Summer Music School, which is a classical music school in Aspen, Colorado, and I was a part of that summer festival over the years. And really, much of the foundation of the festival, and certainly the philosophy behind the school, rests in my experiences in those places. The different students that we have coming from all over the world for the school really are different skill levels, and some of them might be classical musicians coming to learn something about traditional music. For instance, we have a Norwegian hardanger fiddle teacher. For classical musicians, for a chance to study with our Irish fiddle teacher, Patrick Orso, or with Paul Wadil, who's a great hardanger fiddle player, they get a little taste of Scandinavian traditional music. Think about that when they go back and they play Peer Gynt, or they play Finlandia,
sure,
or something like that.
Sure. Or if they branch out and try to compose music themselves, they have a new influence.
You know, for traditional musicians, it might be learning to play, in, you know, as a violinist, learning to play up in fourth position, which you never use in traditional fiddle playing, but that you might want to be able to learn. And, you know, our guy Arno Sussman, who is Pinchas Zukerman's great student and one of his favorite young proteges, is going to be there playing Bach for the Chamber Music Festival, playing Kreisler for the Chamber Music Festival. But he's also going to be working with some of the traditional fiddlers to show them some things that might aid them, maybe not change their style necessarily, but aid them in their technique on the instrument.
Are there still some opportunities for people to sign up for classes?
The school will take place, registration or check-in is Sunday the 8th. Now, we'll still accept students probably right up and through, the 1st or 2nd of July. We can only accept 28, so we have room for more.
Is this all ages or a certain age?
All ages. If you're 16 or under, of course, you'll have to come with a parent. Mm-hmm. The parent, actually, if they want to come and stay, they get a somewhat reduced rate as well.
Flutist and pipes player and director and founder of the New Harmony Music Festival and School. It takes place Sunday, July 8th through Saturday, July 14th in New Harmony in southern Indiana. More information on the festival and on the school can be found online at newharmonymusicfest.com. Thank you.